All right, yes. Hey, we're back here on Out of the Woods. We got Cold River Ranters in the studio with us. As you can hear in the background, Merrick is back over on the big old bass. Eric's got the guitar. Anita's got the accordion going. And Tom, he's playing with the microphones and the harmonica.
If I could, I'd swim underwater to the Taj Mahal with sharks and all, hold my breath real good. Tell all the natives about her eyes as if they understood. If I only could. Well, I would move inside the loop and rearrange the place. I'd take Shigalop off the wall. Without a trace. Oh, all the things I'd like to do, none can quite relate. To live alone in a world of stone is the hardest thing to take. As I walk along, I got as I sing this song, I feel something happening. You just can't go wrong. Living here with me right where you belong. Living here with me, it's just so plain to see that you belong.
Yeah.
what an ending. Very nice. Cold River Ranchers. Is that an Eric Walker original there?
No, it's not actually. My little brother, Matty Walker, wrote that with another friend of ours, Randy Bauman.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
They're all in the family.
Yeah.
Dingbat. Meathead.
Actually, we're going to do another song that my brother wrote. This one, the two of us wrote together. It's called Evangeline.
All right.
Evangeline, you're going to play that one, right? You guys ready?
All right, let's do this thing.
Well, I was sleeping in New York City, where the buildings crumble to the sky.
Stuff there. Cold River Ranchers, Evangeline. Yeah. So, yeah, where'd that one come from?
That's an old one. My brother and I wrote that probably 1990-ish, that kind of time period. So, what is that? That's 26 years ago, like, right?
That's yesterday.
That's an old tune.
That's yesterday. What are you talking about?
Like just the day before yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm still living in the 90s. Come on. Oh, man.
So maybe you remember that song.
Back when there were Clintons and Trumps and Bushes. Oh, wait.
Some things never change, right?
Right.
Oh, man. All right, yeah. You're listening to Out of the Woods, Cold River Ranchers, New Hampshire's very own. Whatever you want to call them.
Exactly. Hot Gonzo Primitive Jive. That's what we used to
Hot Gonzo Primitive Folk Jive.
Hot Gonzo Primitive Folk Jive.
Hot right. Gonzo Primitive Nouveau Retro Folk Jive.
There we go.
Alternative.
For real. Yeah, no doubt. We've got the washboard and cat can back out here. And that's not thunder, folks. That's just Tom over there playing with the mix. Merrick playing the pseudo Bowran over there.
Banjar.
The banjar. We got the jug out now, too. Tom's got the... There you go. Rock and roll. All right. Well, I think we're going to lay into another one. Let me know what you got there, folks.
Well, this is a song we learned from the Allman Brothers back in 1927.
I remember those guys. Mm-hmm. They were young back then.
Oh, when Adam and Eve was in the Garden of Eden,
they must have shook that thing.
How'd you know? When the leaves started falling and the snakes started crawling, oh,
they must have given her a diamond ring.
Well, Eve said, Adam, take me out on a date. Adam had him swinging from that garden gate.
Cause when Adam and Eve
was in the Garden of Eden,
oh, they must have shook that thing. Thank you. shook that thing.
Very nice.
True story, go.
Cold River Ranchers, once again. Yeah. You got the jug. I think Tom must be going deaf. He was trying to play into that microphone by Merrick, who had the banjo right in front of his face.
Yeah.
Oh, was that? What's that just saying?
Oh, that's why he's going deaf.
The great experiment here. Trying to get everything onto the microphones is challenging.
But, well, that's why we mostly play just acoustically without microphones, because it's a headache to try to mic 20 or 30 different instruments in a night. So, and these instruments were all made to play acoustically anyways. They're older instruments, and it's nice to have them mix acoustically.
That's right. They're intended to be mic'd by ears, mm-hmm. not by microphones.
It's true. Mostly, when we play live, mostly even in bars and other places, we mostly play without amplification. We're pretty loud singers, and we have pretty loud instruments, and so we usually just go without amplification, that is.
And also, it's pretty simple to make a couple adjustments. Like if it's a long room and you're playing way down at one end, you'll probably need amplification. But if you move to the middle or the short side, the long side, so you're closer to the audience, audiences seem to like to have just, our audiences at least, like to have the acoustic sound of the instrument in the room with you rather than being piped through some electronic speaker anyhow. So
there you go. Sounds great.
Yeah, all we right. like to come into it when we're playing in a new place. We like to come in, and usually it's pretty obvious where the band sets up when you come into a bar or a pub. And so we usually like to see where the band sets up and then set up somewhere else just to kind of mix it up, because oftentimes, as Merrick was saying, the band is, you know, they're in the corner up against the wall. And that works great if you have a PA system. But we sort of feel like, hey, why not drop it in the middle of the room if you can do it, or just create a different space. And it often can really be, it can be a little bit of a wild ride, but typically pretty rewarding.
Right. Yeah, you guys don't have the sort of instruments that are easily portable either. You don't have a whole lot of straps and things so you can walk around or work one microphone. You know, like a band might, like
yeah.
a bluegrass band or something like that.
But on the other hand, they're all folk instruments meant to be picked up and carried around too, into a space and just play in that space without the support of a microphone.
Yeah.
So.
And on the other hand, we're broke, so we can't really afford a sound system. So.
That's true. When you're making $40 for a gig, you got to split it four ways.
Woo-hoo!
Usually not enough to go around for the PA guy.
If you'd like to help the Cold River Ranchers, please make your checks payable. Too.
Well, the one thing people could do is buy our CD.
For sure.
Oh, yeah, you have it for sale. It's on sale online, I do believe. It's on Bandcamp, isn't it?
Yes. And you know, as we do things these days, you can also just listen to it. We put it out there. We don't. We just play our music, you know, and if people want to support that, that's wonderful. And if you want to listen to it and enjoy it, we really like that, too.
That's right. They have a new CD. It's called Watershed. You've heard me playing it on the show. Yeah, it's a good one. Definitely, I advise you to go get it.
All right.
So, what do we got next, folks?
Sure, we'll play you a little dance tune. Can't really say where it's from. I put it together from a bunch of different tunes I heard around Central America a few years ago, so we call it Crossing the Mountain. Sort of sit back and pretend to be on the back of a school bus going through the mountains when we play this. 1, 2, 3, and...
All right. The ukulele, we had the triangle on that, the accordion, and which guitar is that? Which guitar we got?
This is Merrick's guitar right here. It's a nylon string classical kind of something or other.
No name classical,
no
yeah.
Name. Yeah. It was hanging on the wall when I walked in, and so why not?
And you got it in tune. Yeah, all right. Yes, Cold River Enters once again here on Out of the Woods. Sounds good on this end. I hope the folks out there in Radioland are enjoying it as well. You're listening to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from beautiful central New Hampshire. I'm Chip Calker. I think it's time we take another quick break. We will be right back after this.